Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Just this morning, Senate Bill 2144, the bill that provides landowners with the option of electronically posting their land and associated penalties for perpetrators, came out of conference committee and will return to the respective chambers for their consideration. This bill also condonifies the landmark Bear Runner decision, which recognizes landowners' inherent criminal trespass protection on fenced or otherwise enclosed property without having to have a sign. The NDSA is pleased to report the committee, consisting of Senator Robert Erbley, Senator Dale Patton, and Senator John Schnibel, restored the existing penalty for first offense criminal trespass on fenced property to a Class A misdemeanor. The NDSA is grateful to the conference committee for their diligent work and will now see the bill through the respective chambers. An Edgley, North Dakota man pled guilty last week to two counts of theft in a cattle-related case in Lemoore County. On April 8th, Southeast District Court Judge Daniel D. Narum sentenced Richard Muslin to 366 days in county jail for the Class C felonies, but suspended the jail sentence. Narum also ordered Muslin to pay more than $2,500 in court fees and restitution, and to 18 months of supervised probation. Among the conditions of the probation, Muslin is prohibited from buying any livestock, directly or through a third person, during his probation period, and must receive permission from his probation officer in order to sell any of his existing animals. NDSA Deputy Brand Inspector Fred Fredrickson led the investigation on this case and was able to return the stolen animals to the rightful owner. Another North Dakota cattle thief has had his day of reckoning, said North Dakota Stockmen's Association President Jeff Schaefer, a New Rockford, North Dakota cow-calf producer and feeder. We are proud of our brand inspection team for fighting against modern-day cattle rustling. The North Dakota Water Commission voted last Thursday to reactivate the Drought Disaster Livestock Water Supply Project Assistance Program as the governor declared a statewide drought disaster. Created in 1991 and last activated in 2017, the Drought Disaster Livestock Water Supply Project Assistance Program provides eligible livestock producers with 50% cost share assistance, with a limit of 3 projects per applicant. Eligible projects include new water wells, rural water system connections, pipeline extension, pasture taps, and associated labor, materials, and equipment rentals to develop new water supply projects. The unanimous vote by the State Water Commission will utilize the remaining balance from the 2017 program to support this reactivation. The United States Drought Monitor released today included 75.9% of North Dakota in the D3, extreme drought intensity level. Livestock producers in counties impacted by extreme drought intensity levels and the counties adjacent to the D3 counties will be eligible for the program. Details are available on the Water Commission's website at www.swc.nd.gov. For more information, producers can also call 701-328-4989. Additionally, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, the North Dakota Department of Agriculture, and North Dakota State University have released drought resources to assist producers. These can be found at www.ndstockman.org. Spring Roundups serve as our organization's district meetings and include brand inspector meetings, a social, supper, and informational programs. They are designed to provide information to agricultural producers and gather input to help set the association's direction. This year's Charting the Course Spring Roundups are set to take place June 3rd through the 4th and 7th through the 10th. Spring Roundups are free of charge to attend. More programming details will be released soon. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association has open nominations for the 2021 Environmental Stewardship Award. Know a North Dakota rancher who offers outstanding stewardship practices and goes above and beyond for conservation, care, and management of their operation? Nominate them for the 2021 award. Nominees must be an NDSA member. The nomination deadline is May 1st. For more information or to nominate a person, family, or ranch, contact NDSA Special Projects Director Sierra Doctor at 701-223-2522. The April 2021 edition of the North Dakota Stockman hit mailboxes earlier this week, but there is still time to advertise in the May-June 2021 issue of the North Dakota Stockman. The North Dakota Stockman is an award-winning full-color magazine that features industry news, production, management, and health tips, along with advertisements. The advertising deadline is today, April 15th. For rates or more information, contact Elizabeth at 701-223-2522. For over 91 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.